Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is finding life quite complicated these days, what with his partner Abner being quarantined in the Johnson farmhouse with measles, and a school survey being conducted which might possibly cause a change in school teachers, which would, of course, be quite a blow to Lum. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library talking on the telephone to Abner. Listen.
Yeah, but Abner, I can't come out there and play checkers. I'm liable to get the measles. Well, I couldn't get in there no ways. The place is quarantined. Well, anyway, I'm busy. I've got to go over to the schoolhouse and take care of some business. Yeah.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Well, I'll call you tonight, Abner. Be with you in a minute, Grandpa.
That's all right. Go right ahead, Lum.
How's that, Abner? Yeah, that was Grandpappy Spears. No, he can't come out there neither, so just forget it. Well, sure, I want you to get well, but playing checkers won't help you none. Well, I'll phone you up later. Yeah, goodbye. How's Abner's measles coming along, Lum?
Well, he must be getting better because he wants somebody to come out there and play checkers with him.
Jiminy, I wish I could have a game with him. I ain't set my hand to a checkerboard since he left.
Listen, Grandpa, I called you over here to ask if you'd watch the store while I go over to the schoolhouse for a while. See, there's a fellow from the county superintendent's office was in town last week and talked to Cedric and thought all the scholars was like him, so he made a report, and now they want to make us get a different school teacher. By Jiminy, we can't let that happen, can we?
Poor Abner. Quarantined in with nobody to play checkers with.
Grandpapa, are you listening to me or ain't you?
Well, sure I am. Why don't Abner play with Miss Johnson's Uncle Earl?
He ain't speaking to Abner no more. That superintendent feller is back in town today, and I've got to see to it that he makes a better survey of the scholars this time. So I have to go over there. Do you understand?
Poor Abner. It's too bad Elizabeth don't play checkers, long as she's quarantined in out there at the Johnson place.
I don't think she's speaking to Abner, neither. She blames him for ruining their trip down to Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. There's Papa. Papa, you're running things here.
Well, now, wait, Lum. I don't know if I want that spavin-legged Pinus helping me or not. He always wants to read something to me. If there's anything I can't stand, that's it.
Oh, he won't read nothing to you, I don't think.
Oh, no, just look out. He's toting that scrapbook of his, one about the Peabody family.
Well, you don't have to listen to him. And he can help you with the chores here.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes. How's everybody today?
Oh, just fine. How are you, Finus? Just in time to help Grandpap watch the store for a few minutes.
Yes, that's good. I just happened to run across my scrapbook of the Peabody family today, Lum, and found a couple articles in here you might be interested in.
Yeah, well, I ain't got time to hear them right now.
There's one in here about Abner's cousin Leroy.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, well, I'll be late. Here's
one of them articles I was telling you about, Lum. Run across it in my old scrapbook.
Well, I ain't got time to listen to that as quick as I can.
Hey, wait a minute, Lum. This first article is about Abner's cousin Leroy.
I'll talk to you later. Yeah, hurry back, Lum. I got other junk I ought to be doing.
It's about Abner's... You know Abner's cousin Leroy, don't you?
No, I don't believe I ever know him.
I just run across an interesting article about him in my scrapbook here. You'd be interested, Milford.
Poor Abner. Nobody to play checkers with.
What'd you say, Milford?
I was talking about Abner.
Oh.
Poor little feller's out there quarantined in at the Johnson place, and he ain't got a single pigeon-toed soul to play checkers.
Well, sir, this cousin Leroy of Abner was the only member of the Peabody family that ever got married by telephone.
Poor old Abner. I feel so sorry for him, I can't hardly stand it.
Yes, sir. Got married, but the only trouble was that he got the wrong number. Yes, sir. And when he seen the woman he married by mistake, he liked her looks better than the one he was aiming on marrying, so he never canceled it.
Wait a minute. Did you say he got married by telephone?
Yes, sir. And he got the wrong number, but when he...
Jiminy, I believe you give me a idea, Finest. Let me get on that phone.
Well, now, wait a minute. Milford, you're already married.
What? I ain't aiming on getting married. I'm going to play checkers.
Checkers?
Yes, sir. If folks can get married by telephone, they ought to be able to play checkers that way, too. Get out the checkerboard for me, would you, Finish?
Well, I ain't much of a checker player, Milford.
I ain't aiming playing with you. I'm going to play with Abner.
Huh?
You see, I figured... Wait a minute. Hello? Who is this, Miss Johnson? I'd love to talk with Abner Peabody, please, Mom. Yes, Mom. Hurry up, Finish. Get the checkers out there.
Milford, you must have heard me wrong. When I told you about Abner's cousin Leroy, I never said nothing about him playing checkers.
Hello? Is that you, Abner? This is your old friend Milford. Grandpappy's here. How's the measles? Well, good, good. Listen, Abner, have you got a checkerboard? Oh, no, wait a minute. I can't come out there, but I got ID. Now, you set up your checkerboard there, and I'll set this one up here, and we can play over the telephone.
I better have that article here and read it to him, I guess.
Yeah, call me back quick as you're ready, Abner. All right, goodbye. Jiminy, I don't know why I never thought of this.
I'll read you that article in just a minute here, Milford.
Yeah, well, don't bother, Finest. I'm going to be awful busy here in the next couple of hours or so.
Yeah, I'm sure that article is in here someplace. Here's an interesting one right here. It says, Mount Ivy Arcade, June 7, 1909. A big crowd of merrymakers attended the annual...
Yeah, I know about that, and Finest. You've read that to me 1,000 or 100 times. Let's see. Wonder if Abner's taking the red ones or the black ones.
Yeah, this is an interesting, Milford. Mount Ivy, Arkansas, June 7, 1909. A big crowd of merrymakers attended the annual Sunshine Mandolin and Boating Club last Saturday.
Wait a second, Finis. That's Abner calling. He must be all set. Just a minute. Hello, Abner. Well, I figured it'd be you. Yeah, you're all set, huh? Well, which ones are you taking, the red ones or the black ones? Well, I sort of had you fixed for the black ones. No, I can change it. I can beat you with either color. Don't make no difference to me. No trouble at all.
Lucas Puck, you won the fat man's race.
Hey, Finish. I can't hear what Abner's saying. What's that now, Abner? Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead. You can be first. Yeah, sure, I'll hold the phone.
Pie-eating contest was won by Axton Biddle and...
Finish, I ain't interested in that. Can't you see I'm busy here? Have you moved yet, Abner? Well, whereabouts? Second one from the left, huh? All right, just a second here. Let me study.
Griddle Chiltz won the sack race.
Finish, I'm trying to concentrate. All right, Abner, I moved the same one you did. No, I mean one of my own men. Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
And Mr. Shorty Tooks took the first prize in the Married Women's Over 40 Kangaroo Race.
How's that again?
I said Mr. Shorty Tooks.
I don't mean you, Finish. I mean Abner. Where'd you say you... Oh, yeah, all right. That's fine. Let's see, move right there. And I'm just going to jump that man of yours. Well, why can't I? Well, that's your fault. You moved right into my trap. Why, you did done it. You said you... Huh? You said you moved yours to the left, didn't you? Yes, you did. I heard you. Well, now, listen, if you're just going to sit out there and cheat, I don't care whether you got the measles or not. Keep out of this, Finest. Now, listen here, Abner Peabody. Who said that? Charlie Redfield. Oh, you've been listening in on the party line, huh, Charlie? Well, what way did Abner say to move his man? Ah, there. See there, Abner? Huh? Oh, hello, Tom. Abner said what? Here. You heard what Charlie said just now. Well, now, wait a minute, you two fellas. This game's twixt me and Abner. Don't y'all get in an argument. Well, wait a minute. Let me talk for a minute. How's that? Oh, well, I'm afraid you'll have to wait to order groceries, Mrs. Simpson. You see... Oh, for pity's sake, it's the end of the fight.
Milford, this is an article here about Mrs. Tooks.
I don't care if it is. I've got to get this thing settled first. Hello, Abner. Can you hear me? Who said that? Esri. Esri C. Strunks? Well, didn't you hear that varmint Abner tell me to move his man over? Ain't nobody listening to me.
Well, I reckon nobody's listening to me either. Might as well take my scrapbook and go back home.
Wait a minute, Finer. Sit back down there. Half the town's on the party line arguing with which way Abner moved. Ain't nothing I can do till they get it settled. So it looks like I've just got a long wait here.
Well, good. Here's the article you might be interested in, then. Outsaw, June 7th, 1909. A big crowd of merrymakers attended the annual picnic in the sunset.